The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Broadcasting from beautiful Burbank, California, this is Life Ranked on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. I'm Ken Knapsack, 23rd edition of Life Ranked. I got some stuff to rank as I've been traveling. So I got some tips, some thoughts. I'm going to talk about it with you, just me. Last time for the Life Ranked show, Kate Huseby and Robert Butler III came in to talk about their comedy parody Flick Ticks that I was in. Watch it if you haven't seen it on YouTube. But this is just me. Just me and you. So I've been traveling and I'm going to be traveling in Arizona this weekend for some comedy with Mark Ellis. Me and Josh McCuga co-hosting that show. Tickets, I do believe, are still available if you go to markellislive.com. So you got the information. We are at Pub Rock Live in Scottsdale, Arizona, near Phoenix. Hope to see some of you there, just like I saw a lot of you out there in New York, where I was doing my traveling, Manhattan and Brooklyn. Say that again, Brooklyn, to be exact. Comedy with Mark Ellis at the New York Comedy Club. McCuga and I hosted that show on Friday night in the big live movie trivia schmodown in Brooklyn on Saturday night. Some of you may have been there. Happy to have you there. It was a lot of fun. Some of you may have watched it at home on the live stream. Even better in some ways. Well, maybe not. All right. You probably wish you could have been there, but watching on the live stream helps us as well. Makes the live streams more tantalizing to sponsors and all that good stuff. And then some of you might still be watching it when it comes out on YouTube, so I don't want to spoil it there. But it was a lot of fun, and we hope to do more of those things. And don't forget Inside Schmodown, hosted by me, back. It is on the Movie Trivia Schmodown YouTube page, which is formerly the Schmoes Know YouTube page. Go check it out if you haven't already done so. Season 6 about to begin, but that is the Movie Trivia Schmodown. This is an Knapsack Files Life Ranked edition. I'm going to rank my five favorite things about air travel, all right? My five favorite things, my personal five favorite things about air travel. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I hope you like that. I do want to thank the fine folks at Rode. I am using, again, the Rodecaster Pro, which I absolutely love. It is an integrated podcast production console. Sold out in America. But keep checking. You can enter to win a whole podcast setup if you go to their Instagram page. And more on the way, and some, if you own it already, there's some firmware updates coming, and I love it. They sent me this to try, and I'm in love with it, and I want all of you, if you make podcasts, you need this. Yeah. Because then you can do things like that. Right? Right. Hi, crickets. Bye, crickets. So, check it out. I want to also let a lot of you know that Casterly Talk, not officially up and running in terms of it being a regular show that will happen. I'm trying to reach a Patreon goal with that so I can pay the people who are working on the show with me, something that doesn't happen a lot in the podcast industry. That's my goal. So you can go to patreon.com/knapsackfiles to support. More about that at the end of the show. But I do want to let a lot of you know Casterly Talk is up. It is hosted on Anchor. You can find it there. You can get that app on your phone, which is where I used to do Daily Thrones. In fact, if you used to follow Daily Thrones when I was when I had that show on Anchor, it's just the same show. Just change the name and the artwork and the name in the feed and everything. So it's Casterly Talk, me, Lon Harris, Rachel Cushing this week, Michelle Boyd, Andres Cabrera, and others, many others, probably going to be in studio to talk about Game of Thrones, and we'll take that straight on into the prequel series. So check it out if you already have not, or if you want to listen again for the first time. More episodes are coming, but it won't be a regular show until I can reach that Patreon goal, because I am trying to pay the people involved. All right, that's business. That's the story, but let's get to Life Ranked here. These are my five favorite things about air travel. This is just, you know, I had a couple flights this weekend. from Burbank to Phoenix, from Phoenix to New York. Not necessarily a planned layover. We needed to get some fuel. That part was true. But also they needed to throw someone off the plane, which was interesting. Very interesting. And I picked him. I picked him out. I was so smart. My security background kicked in right in the terminal. I got there and looked at it. This guy, something ain't right. Something about his behavior is off kilter. Jumping, running, push-ups, jumping jacks, weird prayers, off to the corner by the front of the terminal. Just it all looked weird. And sure enough, as the plane was taking off, this gentleman got up to go to the bathroom, actually run to the bathroom. And when I say taking off, I don't mean prepare for takeoff, all flight attendants, take your positions. I mean engines running, plane starting to take off. Front wheels up. This guy gets out of his seat, goes to the bathroom. And that was it. And then he had a problem with the lady next to him. They had to move her to another section. She was distraught. She had also fallen while getting in the plane. It was a weird start to the flight. So supposed to be just two flights there and back, turned into technically three. So I have a lot on my mind about air travel. These are my five favorite things about air travel. All right. You like that? All right. I like that. Here we are. We're going to do it. All right. Number five, my favorite things about air travel. I like getting there early. I love getting there early. I love navigating airports. I love knowing how and not feeling intimidated by it, though I do sometimes still feel intimidated by it. I love getting in that terminal early. Do not fall prey. Do not be one of those fine folks who, and I don't mean to cast aspersion because some of them are even my friends, who get to the terminal confidently cocky, really sure of themselves, they get there so late. In this post 9/11 world, we have been told get there early, a lot of security checkpoints. You want this to happen. And yes, I like to heed those warnings, but I like to not be rushed. I like to get there nice and early, settle into the terminal, pick who's going to be kicked off the flight. I was one for one this time. All right, one for two. I was pretty sure Cobster was going to get thrown off. I like to not feel rushed. For instance, this plane, the flight to New York was boarding at 9:06. Some people who I know got there 9:01. And then it's like, oh, well, okay. I need to get some food before I get on the flight. Can you watch my stuff? I gotta go to the bathroom. And then here's me. I've been there waiting since 7:30. Had a nice dinner. Not rushed, not nervous. Bags are packed appropriately and properly. And then they show up in a panic. And then I want to take a last bathroom trip, you know? Who doesn't? Get a last second tinkle in before you board a 6-hour flight to New York City. You're probably thinking, well, Ken, do you have a problem with going to the bathroom on the plane? Kind of. Not one of my favorite things, not on this list. I like taking it in. Now, I don't want to be on a delayed flight situation where I'm in an airport for hours upon hours, but I don't like to feel rushed going through security. I approach that with a plan of action, boarding pass in my hand, license in my hand. I'm ready. A lot of you aren't. Shoes easy, slip off shoes. No, convoluted strings and zippers. Nothing big and clunky. Those go in the bags. Something's easy, slip on. Not sandals, you beasts. Something easy. I did forget to take the belt off this time. They had to stop me. Just forgot. But I was there so early, it didn't turn into a thing. And then I like to slowly go through the terminal and stop and look. Do I want a snack? Do I want a drink? Do I want a magazine? I have the option to choose. I'm not rushed. Do I want to get a massage? One of those little massage parlors they have in airports. You know, you're probably thinking, who are the people that get massages in airports? I'll tell you who. The people that get there responsibly early. They have that option. Do you have that option? If you're showing up 5 minutes before boarding? No, you don't. So I'm living a luxury airport life. getting there nice and early? Why do you want to force yourself into a situation where you're running through an airport, trying to find a terminal, trying to find a bathroom, trying to find a snack? That's not me. I'm there nice and early. Sometimes people make fun of me. A lot of times people take advantage of me. Don't let that happen. There was one time coming back from a convention. A couple of us were on different flights. So me and one guy were all teamed up. We were in different hotels, so we had to get to the airport separately. No problem. I can handle it. I got there early. Early. I was all ready. Did my bathroom trip as needed. But, you know, again, you want that final one. This person got there late, flummoxed, stuff falling out of pockets, and they said, "Ah, oh, man, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you watch this stuff for me?" All right. And I did not get to get my final bathroom trip before the flight. Horrible. So one of my favorite things of airports is, in fact, getting there early. I highly suggest you do it. My number four favorite thing about air travel is packing appropriately. Now, I will say this. Checking bags is not a bad thing. In fact, sometimes if you can get the complimentary checking of bags when they overbook the flight, do it. Take it. I don't like to check bags because I like to get off the plane and get out of the airport. Efficiency. Sometimes you have to check them. Do not feel bad. All right? Longer trip. I think this year, if I go to Star Wars Celebration, still up in the air, I'm not sure. That's like a 5-day event. I'm going to have like 4 suitcases. Believe you me. But this trip to New York I just took, backpack, computer bag. Stuffed it all in there. I was ready to go. But here's the thing. What do I enjoy? I enjoy packing efficiently so that I may not take up other people's space and other people's time. Take great pride in that. All right? So when I get on that plane, I know my backpack's going to fit in the overhead compartment. I'm never one of those people that is trying to jam a duffel bag with like 3 dead bodies and a bag of hay, a bag of corn, God knows what else, into an overhead compartment. My flight to New York this time, 2 people. And I got, God bless you, you got kids. I have no problem with that. But 2 people trying to jam strollers into the overhead compartment. That's like one of the things you learned in kindergarten. Square peg, round hole, it doesn't work. What are you doing? And then you're holding up the plane. We're all staring at, we're all just glaring at you, dreaming of daggers to your eyes while you try to jam a stroller into an overhead compartment. So I very much enjoy knowing that I can contribute to an efficient way of traveling by packing appropriately. And know when you're defeated. Oh, I know. I get it. Check bag fees. A lot of money. Yes, it is. But this is where we're at. This is where we are. This is what we have to deal with. Be a good person and know when you are defeated and have to check your bag. And maybe make that decision before you get on the plane that's already cramped. They already put probably 4 rows too many than you need in that plane. And here you are trying to jam a small car in the compartment. What are you doing? No. So that's the number 4 thing that I like about air travel. Efficient packing, appropriate and responsible packing, and choices behind it. My number 3 favorite thing about air travel is following the rules. What? Well, you're not surprised. I get there 2 hours early. I follow the rules. I think you should follow the rules. This is me pleading my case to all of you to follow the rules on an airplane. Oh, I know. In the other parts of life, you all don't like authority. I get it. Occasionally, authority will do me wrong, too. All right. I get it. Authority is tough. It's tough to submit. That's fine. We'll fight those fights. You can go out there and march in the streets. I got a problem with that. But when you're on an airplane, oh, I got a problem with it. I like following the rules. I like walking on that plane, looking at the flight attendants and saying, hello, how are you? It's a verbal agreement, like an unofficial verbal agreement that I am about to follow every rule and bit of advice you have for me as a travel professional, which is what flight attendants are. I know Paul Westerberg sings, you ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. Not fair to them. And I love the Replacements. But the people that don't follow the rule, there was a guy in front of me. Oh, my God. I almost got kicked off the plane. Guy in front of me, two rows up on my left, and I was sitting in the aisle flying to New York, consistently just didn't put on his seatbelt. We hadn't taken off yet. Fair enough. But then he, you know, came the time where you're supposed to put on your seatbelt, and he didn't do it. He didn't want to do it. Just didn't want to do it. Didn't feel like he needed to do it. So the flight attendant has to come by. Hey, sir, I'm so sorry. We suggest that for your safety and in order to keep you from dying, do you mind putting this seatbelt on? Oh, okay. Did it again. Did it multiple times. And I almost would rather have him had done it in a very defiant way, as if he was making some sort of statement. I didn't like Ralph Nader when he put seatbelts in cars, and I don't like seatbelts now. Thank you very much, JetBlue. No, he was new. He just was like blissfully unaware. This is what he needed to do. I like following the rules. I always sit, if possible, and I'll pay for the upgrade. I always sit in the emergency aisles. I'm probably one of the only people that reads the safety pamphlets. Probably the only person that reads the menu. That's kind of another form of following rules. Be prepared is all I'm saying. Hi, would you like a drink or a snack? What do you got? There's a menu in front of you, jerk. Follow the rules so we can all get there in one piece, so we all can get there happy. We're already grumpy enough being here. Even though flight itself is a miracle that we should appreciate every second you're on the plane. I watched like 2 seconds of ESPN on the plane and it blew my mind. I'm watching TV nearly in space. You know, you can watch Big Bang Theory up in the sky. Not that I would do that, but you could do it. Forget just in-flight movie. I was watching live TV, listening to live Sirius XM radio. Flight is a miracle. Sometimes I just don't want to think how it's possible, because the moment you think about it, the moment you come falling out of the sky. But a lot of that's dependent on everyone following the rules. You want the ground crew and the tech crew to follow their rules. You want the pilots to follow their rules. You'd prefer the flight attendants to follow their rules. Unless they're giving you the rules, then you don't want to follow them. Seat backs up. Trays back up, suitcases or handbags, personal items underneath the seat in front of you, seatbelts on. These are simple rules designed for your safety and everyone's comfort so we can get to where the hell we're going. I enjoy following the rules. When I get off that plane, I look the flight attendant right in the eyes and I say, thank you. Captain's there, I try to shake his hand. I'm that guy. You seen that guy in the flight? That's me. I like to give credit where credit's due. You got this machine from one part of the country to the other, landing is an act of controlled falling, and you did it well. You deserve my handshake and my very sincere gratitude. So follow the rules. I like it. I want you to like it too. The number two thing I love on a plane is to just completely drift off into another world. It's a fine art. Now, sleeping does hurt. It hurts on a plane. I can never really sleep. I lack the ability to completely fall asleep while on an airplane. I wish I did have it. I don't have that ability. The neck starts to hurt. And I don't like those neck pillows. They make me very hot, claustrophobic. And they just don't quite work. I get like a different kind of crink in my neck. A little crick in my neck if I use those pillows. I turn, my butt goes numb, and then the other side of the butt goes numb, and then your left leg, and then your right leg, and everything's going numb. That's pretty difficult. I took this red-eye flight, overnight flight, first time I really had done that, so I thought, oh, for sure I'm going to sleep on the plane. I didn't sleep for days, actually. So that part, that's not my favorite part of flying, but I do like sitting there in my seat, closing my eyes. Maybe if I get a window seat, I'll look out. It's not imperative anymore. And I like just being within myself for hours. That hum that's really this constant roar of the plane. Sorry, that sounds like a dentist. I love that sound too. We're in the air. I don't really put on a movie. I don't really watch a lot of the TV. I've got some headphones and a fully charged phone or the ability to charge my phone. I'll put on some music and drift away. But however long the flight is, 2.5 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, I just sit and be with myself. I can't really get text messages, Twitter notifications, emails. Oh, yeah, some of those planes will offer those Wi-Fi packages. Maybe the free Wi-Fi, that never really works. So maybe you can upgrade and get something more. I'm okay with that. Sometimes you got to do work. Sometimes you need to send a tweet at 30,000 feet. But I'm telling you, I love that I can't. I love that I can turn the phone on airplane mode. And then when I get off the plane, start to debark. Is it disembark or debark? I would just get off the plane. Sorry, this is a weird episode because I am tired. But you need to hear this. I love turning the phone back on, taking it out of airplane mode, and just the phone comes back to life and you feel plugged in again. But it's fun. It's fun to know that you couldn't be reached. You were in a little bubble in the sky. You can really get some deep thinking done, get some planning done, or just be. I don't think we all just take a moment to be in life. I think that's underrated. In an airplane, a flight, it makes me just be. My favorite thing about flight, air travel. The number one thing on my list, it's just knowing that you can conquer this process. I don't know what it is. Call me weird. I didn't travel by plane till late in life. My family just didn't travel. We traveled, but it was always local enough. We just couldn't get those flights and head out to London, right? So I came to it kind of late. And navigating an airport and booking a flight and understanding your flight and getting there on time and understanding what's going on and where to pick up your luggage, following the rules, all these things I'm talking about, well, it means that you know how to fly. And a lot of people don't know how to fly. They're the people that get there late to the terminal. They're the people that get up and go to the bathroom at the inappropriate times. They're the ones jamming everything into the compartments. They're the ones not prepared with their boarding pass in line. They're the ones not putting the seatbelts on. And then there's those who are just confused and overwhelmed and scared and intimidated by the whole process. But I like knowing in the back of my head, I am good at airports. I can pick you up all right. I can drop you off great. I can get there on time myself. I can go through the process. I know how to get through the airport. And when I land at my destination or I land back home, I get off, probably hacking a little bit. There is illness involved. This voice is not related to that, but a little bit of my sniffles are. I love just seeing that airport in my rearview mirror as I ride away and thinking, I did it again. I conquered the process of flight. It gives me an odd sense of confidence that I can function. You know, when people use that term, adulting, I think that's adulting. And you can be 12 and do it. You can be 7 and do it well. I want you all to be the type of person that knows how to fly. These are just my favorite things. They're not rules, but I do suggest them. I do think you all should follow them. Maybe. Just maybe. I don't know. You tell me. That is Life Ranked for today. Thank you all for listening to this weird little adventure, this weird little travel through my own adventures in traveling. More to come. I will be in Arizona, like I said. You can go to markellislive.com for more information. I do appreciate that. If you want to check it out and consider going, I also want to encourage you to go to patreon.com/knapsackfiles. As we go into 2019, new shows, new guests, a lot of things coming, including a show called I Shall Finish the Game, a limited series here in the Knapsack Files, a look at the Young Guns movies with special guests. Oh, yeah, that's going to be good. We got some great guests coming in on the Knapsack Files, Hot Sizzler Nights, more episodes of The Three Things, and a Life Ranked with real people outside of me here to talk to you. I just need to get through this tough time. Not tough time like a bad time, just tough time like a real fun, busy time. As you can tell, I'm just trying really hard to hang on. So I appreciate all of you, especially my high-tier Patreon supporters like Jason Humphreys, Pags, Kai Thatch, Kyle Gerbrand, Zach Anderson, Jonas Bergeron, Corey Morissette, Graham Bell, Kyle Harlow, Ty Schallenberger, Michelle Cox, Andrew Hale, and our newest producer supporter, Will McLean, and then my executive producers, David Ham, DJ Snacks, Thomas Risling, who is part of Casterly Talk, Lethal, Logan X, Matthew Simon Bador, Matthew Maroney, Matt Thompson of TMP Media Productions, Tamor and his brother Abdul. Great time seeing them in New York. They were great. Great to hang out with. They were warm, sincere, friendly, but also knew that there was a boundary that I would have to let them cross. They would not cross it themselves, and I respect them for that. Tamar and Abdul, fun scene in New York. Other producers, executive producers include Nikki Baldwin and Donald Long. Thank you all. They support me at patreon.com/thenapsackfiles. Check it out. But the best way to support is just spread the word on the show. Let me know what you think and tell others about it. That is all for now. Oh, you know what I think I'm going to do? Finally, get some sleep. This has been Life Ranked on the Knapsack Files podcast feed.